Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Show on the Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, and now joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our guy John McNamara from Badger Blitz and the Rivals Network. McNamara Rivals on Twitter is how you follow him there. John, Big Ten Media Days wrapping up. We'll get into the conference realignment, which I thought was the interesting conversation coming out of there in a moment, but first, how did the Badgers fare all dressed up in front of the microphones?
Well, they look pretty good. They brought Jonathan Taylor down here, obviously, Heisman Trophy contender. They brought Tyler Biadasz down here, potential All-American offensive lineman, and then Chris Orr, starting middle linebacker. So, those three guys just got done talked about the expectations for this year, and they certainly feel like they can contend in the Big Ten West and potentially win that side of the division.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have come up at these Big Ten Media Days. Baby Tosh was saying one of the things that has popped up is talking about realignment in these conferences. What have you heard on that?
Yeah, James Franklin this morning came out and talked about that. He didn't demand realignment, but he talked about having a conversation about it, and I know that's certainly something that they're talking about. Obviously, the East is pretty heavy with Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State. The West has been historically a little bit weaker. Wisconsin's had a lot of success in the West. And, this year I think the West is kind of wide open. The buzz down here is that Nebraska could come out of the West. But
that's my pick.
You talked about Sparky. The East is stronger. And I don't know what will come of that. I don't know if anything's going to come soon. But, that's certainly a topic of conversation down here in Chicago.
John, can it really be as easy, though, as the conversation seemed to be circled around when they first did the East and the West, of just flipping Michigan State and Purdue?
That's a good question. And I remember when it first started, it was the leaders and the legends, and it was a little bit more balanced.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. There's a number of things I'm sure you could work out. But, I think if you look historically, Ohio State, Michigan have been very strong. Do you keep those two teams in the same, in the East? Do you split them up? I think there's a lot of questions that go into it. I don't know that anything is going to happen in the immediate future, though.
Well, since you're down there, you can just go tell them what the right answer is. I'll give you the right answer. Right answer is you approach this topic every 10 years. You determine who's on each side based on the average wins and losses in the previous 5 years, and then split them up evenly based on win-loss percentages. So two best records are split. Next two best records are split, and you do that all the way down both sides. Screw demographics, screw all this other stuff. That's the best way to do it based on the previous 5 years, and then you just tell everybody, look, we're going to do this every 10 years. So if a powerhouse comes up that wasn't expected, you'll get a chance to revisit and redo both sides every 10 years.
Yeah, Jim Delaney and I are having dinner tonight, so I will definitely run that by him.
Yeah, I don't need to be paid for that idea. I'm just saying, it's probably best for the conference.
A little bit of credit, though, would be nice.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the other thing that got everybody going was Harbaugh talking crap about Urban Meyer after he's out and talking about, controversy follows him everywhere and so forth. And then he makes a statement that they've got the most wins outside of Ohio State in the conference, which isn't true because that would be Wisconsin. Would be second in this whole deal. How have the other coaches reacted to Harbaugh taking shots like he always does?
Yeah, and he didn't back down from those shots. He talked this morning and he came on. He was asked about, his comments about Urban Meyer. And, you know, the controversy that Jim Harbaugh said that followed with him with his winning records. And he didn't back down when asked about it. He said, you know, it's true, and there was no context I need to explain, and he was pretty short about that. So he draws the biggest crowd down at Big Ten Media Days. He has since he arrived in the Big Ten, and he's going to give you good sound bites. But, you know, he's also a pretty thoughtful guy. He gives you some good answers, too. So he definitely, when he is speaking, he definitely rules the room down here in Chicago.
John, when you look at the conversations that you were hearing and the buzz being that Nebraska could be coming out of that West, how difficult would the schedule look for Wisconsin, as you do have Ohio State and Michigan on there, when Nebraska, they don't have Michigan, Ohio State, or Penn State on theirs?
Yeah, right. And that's a big reason why Nebraska is being mentioned and, you know, being able to come out of the West. You hear them say, well, I like Nebraska because of their schedule. You know, they don't have to play, I believe they don't have to play Ohio State or Michigan. The teams that come to Nebraska are teams that are a little bit stronger in terms of strength and winning records from previous seasons. And, you know, a lot of people like the buzz around Scott Frost entering his second season. That offense was starting to click towards the end of last year. They still need to prove that they can stop guys on defense. But, you know, like you talked about, the buzz in Chicago, you know, over the last couple of days is that Nebraska could be the team to beat in the West. I'm a little skeptical. I think it's wide open. Wisconsin has a really difficult schedule. They have to play Ohio State. They have to play Michigan. But the biggest stat that I came away with down here is that they play five teams that will face them coming off byes. And, you know, as a former football player, you can speak to that, how big that is to have, you know, essentially 2 weeks to prepare for a team.
Yeah, no doubt. And two, even the one that you don't have to face on the road at Michigan State, who's been a bugaboo for you up there in East Lansing, you get them in the middle of a tough stretch for you, and they are coming off a bye for your homecoming. You're right. It's a tough schedule that it looks at, and it ramps up right away. You get the bye week before Michigan, which helps, but then you rattle off, what, like four, five, six games in a row against really, really top competition.
Right, and they start off against South Florida, going down to South Florida in a night game. It's going to
You think that's going to be a tough game? Because Gary Ellerson doesn't think they'll even have to pass in that game. It'll be so easy for him.
That game has a very Arizona State on the road, Gary Anderson feel to it.
You're damn right it does.
Eerie feel to it. It's going to be, you know, 110 degrees down there. And, you know, South Florida, they got a lot of athletes down there. Obviously, they didn't have a great season last year, but that is a tough game. And you're going to go in there with Jack Cohn. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's got four starts under his belt.
Hold on. Hold on. You know something we all don't know? They've named Cohen the starter?
No.
You just said you're going in there with Jack Cohen. You know some inside info.
Jack Cohen's going to be the starter.
You need to share.
I would be very surprised if Jack Cohen does not start week one for Wisconsin.
Now, then they're definitely not going to win. Well, then they're going to lose. I mean,
no, you need a veteran to go out there on the road. He's talking about a hostile environment, South Florida, 100-degree temperatures.
You watch. You just watch. Mark my words. You write this down. Graham Mertz, they're going to end up playing dual quarterbacks this year to keep Mertz happy as the freshman. That's what's going to happen. And then if Cohn goes into the dumps, Mertz will end up getting that job, and that'll be the end of it.
Sure.
And if Cohn is playing well, they'll leave him continue to play but still get Mertz his reps. I think it's just a horrible idea to sit there and not play Graham Mertz, or even worse, redshirt him, when you can really get this dude going for really 1, 2, 3 years at least before you lose him to the National Football League and get him playing every snap. Yeah, you can laugh. I'm telling you, this dude is the truth. Telling you, you'll see.
Hey, I'm as high on Graham Mertz as anyone, but I don't know if I'm ready to declare that he's going to leave early for the NFL draft and he hasn't taken a snap of college football yet. So
he'll have won the national championship that year. So what else is there going to be for him to accomplish?
You see what I'm dealing with here, John?
With the national championship his junior year, there's no reason to come back.
You guys are crazy.
John, don't pin both of us in here. I want to talk about Jonathan Taylor, man. Just how good is he in terms of the top flight running backs that you've seen at Wisconsin and that have come through Wisconsin in the last two decades?
Yeah, Ron Dayne, Melvin Gordon, and I think Jonathan Taylor absolutely has his chance to be up with those two guys. Like I said before we started talking, a legitimate Heisman contender. The Wisconsin athletic department's putting together a pretty good campaign for him and getting that buzz generated. And it's well-deserved, you know, the first two seasons that he has. You know, interesting question down here in Chicago was, you know, should a player like Taylor be allowed to leave after 2 years and not have to spend a third year in college football, especially at a position like running back. So he talked about those questions. He talked about being mature, you know, not only physically but mentally. And he didn't toss off the idea, you know, if he had that opportunity, if he would have came back to Wisconsin. So, you know, he could go down as one of the all-time greats at Wisconsin if he stays healthy. He's as talented as any running back that they've had there. And like I said, I think he's going to be a legit Heisman contender. Wisconsin's going to absolutely give him the ball and give him the opportunity to showcase his skills. The offensive line, I think, could surprise people. They're losing four starters, but they're bringing back Tyler Biadasz at center. Cole Van Lan's a guy that they feel really good about. They can fill in some spots at guard. That offensive line could be good again. And I think Taylor could put up some real big numbers again this season.
That's my concern. That's one of my concerns, that offensive line. But the other thing, all of this, I saw Taylor was talking about Bradrick Shaw, kind of a forgotten guy in that backfield.
He is, and he's entering his you know, redshirt senior season. He was injured 2 years ago against Minnesota on the road. He blew out his knee, didn't play at all last year, was really limited this spring, and you know, they expect him to be full go. If you believe what Paul Chris said yesterday, is that all the returning guys should be full go for fall camp. I think anything that you get out of him is a bonus. You know, they got guys behind him, Garrett Groshek, who they used as a third down back last year. Isaac Arendo they like, Julius Davis, a true freshman they like. And then really the guy to watch, Nakia Watson, who redshirted last year, a bigger back, runs to the tackles, who they're really high on. I think if he can digest that playbook, he could potentially be your backup. But, yeah, like you said, Sparky, don't count off Bradrick Shaw if he's healthy. A former four-star kid, he's shown that he can handle the Big Ten, you know, previously in his first couple years there. If he's healthy, he could be a big boost to this offense behind Jonathan Taylor.
Where's the biggest camp battles going to be that you're looking forward to watching?
Yeah, left guard, right guard, you know, both those spots are open. Cornerback, you know, even though there's a lot of young guys who played a lot of snaps last year, I think those two spots are open. Outside linebacker, outside of Zach Vaughn, I think that position's open. But, you know, really it's going to go down to the quarterback. People are going to want to talk about that. Like I said, Jack Cohen's going to enter fall camp as your starter, and I think after about a week you'll see where the reps kind of dictate the play. I think you'll see Cohn followed by Graham Mertz, probably followed by Chase Wolfe and then Danny Vandenboom. So that's, you know, certainly a position I'll be watching. But, you know, there's going to be some intriguing battles on both sides of the ball for a team that brings back, I think, 13 or 14 returning starters.
On the defensive side of the football, they're going to be much improved, right?
They should be. You know, especially if up front, if that defensive line can stay healthy, they're going to really benefit from Garrett Rand coming back. He missed all of last season with an Achilles injury. If Isaiah Larmel can stay healthy on the other side of defensive end, they should be pretty good. And then Bryson Williams in the middle, who played last year after Levi Sangapala went down. So I think if they can kind of shore things up up front, they should be a little bit better in the back end this year.
John, I have one guy on the left side of me who's been campaigning for Graham Mertz. Do I think not only be the RA of his dorm room, but also then be the administrator in waiting to become one of the top administrators at UW-Madison, along with the starting quarterback, who says that they're going to go 6-6. And the other guy on my other side who played at Wisconsin says 8-9 wins. Where do you see the Badgers right now, knowing their schedule, knowing what they have in front of them, all the uncertainty, but albeit a pretty damn good roster?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that today, and someone asked the question, are they closer to 12-0 or are they closer to 8-5? I think they are closer to 8-5, you know, really with the schedule that they have. And, you know, they have some really nice pieces. Jonathan Taylor is as good as anyone in the country. I think the offense should be able to score. I think the wide receivers should be improved. But that defense, I think there's question marks there. Like I said, the schedule's tough. I don't like those teams coming off those bye weeks against Wisconsin. There's five of them. I think they'll have a season much like last year, where they, you know, playing a bowl similar to the Pinstripe Bowl. But again, there's a long way to go. We haven't even seen any of fall camp. I do think that there's stuff to be excited about, but I think it's a difficult schedule, and they might not have enough on defense, you know, to really compete for a Big Ten title.
John, who asked you that question? Barry Alvarez throwing out 12-0? Who the heck thought they were closer to 12-0?
No, I mean, it's a hypothetical. Do you think this team is closer to being a 12-0 team or an 8-5 team? And I thought they're closer to 8-5. No one down here thinks they're going to go 12-0.
Thank God. Okay, good. I thought maybe Barry got a new year or something. Talking
not
about 12-0.
Barry Alvarez thinks that, I can assure
you
that.
Thank
but,
God.
But what about 14-1, John, to win the Big Ten?
No.
I wouldn't take that.
Okay, no. Good. There we go. That's the advice that I was looking for. John, appreciate it, man. We'll talk once you get back up here, all right?
All right, fellas. We'll
John
see.
McNamara from McNamara Rivals on Twitter from the Rivals Network, BadgerBlitz.com, joins us, talks Badger football on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with us on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. That is a piece of information that I did not know about the schedules. Five other teams are coming to play the Badgers coming off bye weeks.
When does it matter? You think they're great. So we'll see.
No, that's a brutal stretch to have.
You and Gary think they're fine. Sparky's nuts at six wins. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out.
It's a good team.
We'll see. Like he said, they're going to be in some garbage bowl. Like
eight,
the Pinstripe
nine wins.
Bowl
that's a good team.
They'll be in another garbage bowl.
What? They're going to have a great experience going to the bowl game.
Dude, that stop.
What?
Pinstripe bowl. We pass. We'll stay home.
Oh, but, come on.
But you're not going to pass because you want the practice time.
Yes.
You want the experience for all the younger guys.
You want the kids to go to the bowl game.
Right.
The seniors to have one more run with their boys.
Yeah, that's why you do it.
Get all the
good
free stuff.
I know.
All the free stuff is definitely another one of the things.
I agree with you.
Big perks of why you go.
I agree with why you play.
Big perks.
But it's garbage bowl.
How much better do you expect Giannis to be next year? And in which areas can the MVP improve? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on the Fan. Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Nobody does bacon like Wendy's, and they're celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest. Stopping for the new bacon jalapeno cheeseburger or the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag only at Wendy's Bacon Fest. Nobody sells more bacon cheeseburgers than Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. And it's time to celebrate this delicious meat candy in all of its glory. Go right now. A bacon lover's dream come true at Wendy's. We announced earlier in the show the winner of the Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag Contest, grand prize winner, and it was Matthew from Glendale is the winner. And, so congratulations.
Congrats,
Matthew.
Yeah. Wish it was me. Can I just say something? This Cubs team might be the luckiest team in all of pro sports. Like, the absolute luckiest team in all of pro sports. How on earth do you have a double play that goes through Eric Hosmer's legs and then he goes, oh, wait, where's the baseball? Wait, dude, where's the baseball? Oh, it's right underneath my legs? Maybe I should throw home and not let Addison Russell score the winning run. Thanks, Eric Hosmer.
Game is not over, man.
This game is over.
Top of the ninth, first guy just got on base for the Padres. This has been back and forth all day. Padres lead, Cubs lead. Padres tie, Cubs lead. Padres tie, Cubs lead.
Yeah, and here's Eric Hosmer. Here comes 6-4-3 double play written all over it.
Nah,
awesome.
I'll say 2-run shot to give them the lead 7-6 in the top of the ninth. Now, no guarantees about what's going to happen in the bottom of the ninth. But in the top of the ninth here off of Kimbrel, I think Hosmer takes
yard. Well, no, here's the deal. If Eric Hosmer takes Kimbrel yard here, it's locked up because Kirby Yates, arguably the best closer in all of baseball right now, who's on the trade market for...
You please quit jinxing everything.
Kirby Yates.
Please
quit
jinxing
it. The guy is a baller. Going to be in Brewers uniform, I bet, here in the next week and a half.
If Hosmer hits a home run here, and your boy Yates blows it...
You have like a sinister grin on your face when you say that, though.
Because you jinx stuff.
I don't jinx things. How do I jinx things? Did the Brewers lose the other day when I said this thing was in the bank
that's
and earning
true.
Interest?
No, you're right, because unless you put money on it, then you don't really
that's
jinx it.
That's very true.
It's when you put money on it is when it goes sideways, and then there's no control.
So here's what I'm thinking I'm going to do. So I'm going to be heading to the desert in a couple of weeks after the trade deadline.
Going to Vegas?
Going to Vegas at the end of, or at the start of August.
Okay.
I have the trip with the intentions to push the Milwaukee Brewers, because I feel the run coming.
I think there's a topic there as well with your trip to Vegas. There is definitely a topic.
There's definitely a topic there. Yeah, there's definitely a topic.
Baby Tausch is going to Vegas with his girl and her mom, right?
Yes.
Anybody else?
No, it's just us three.
Okay.
It's just us three, yeah.
I think that there should be a topic of what does Baby Tosh make sure that he does or doesn't do on this trip to Vegas with the mom and the daughter.
Well, I can tell you the one thing that I shouldn't do.
You definitely should not be hammered drunk.
Oh, no, I think that is what I should do.
I don't think that's a good idea.
What?
No.
That's like the whole... Isn't that like half the fun of it? That's 90% of going to Vegas.
Right. When the parent of your girl ain't there, if her mom is going to be there, do you want that to be a memory she has?
Well, I'm not going to like be belligerent
drunk,
but
saying.
I'm going to be drunk.
Right, so don't be like Tim or Joe in Vegas is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the issue is with the heat, I don't know if I can necessarily lock that down. I think it's going to be all hands on deck. I'm only there for 2 nights, so I'm going to have to get all the partying that I usually do in
4 days
into 2 days. Man. That's where the danger zone
is. Are you going to any shows? You get any tickets for any shows or anything?
No. I think I'm going to go to the pool at one time.
But both of them are into gambling?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just wanting to go shopping and do other stuff?
Yes. I don't know exactly to the extent of gambling that I am into, but they definitely do. They play a little Keno, which will be
Keno.
Fun. That'll be a nice, relaxing, air-conditioned time
yes.
that we can hang out and relax a little bit.
Big fan of Keno.
Craps. And roulette are the two
expensive craps.
Two that they're into.
I like roulette. I can play roulette. Yeah. Craps can be very expensive.
I was just on the precipice of getting it big this weekend at the Oneida Casino on craps. This close, Steve. This close. Just, I could feel it. I could taste it. The field was all over the place. It was all over. And then the hard six just never came up. But when you, for me in Vegas, I feel like there's only really like two speeds on and off.
For you?
I feel like
so
for
you
everybody.
So you can't go to Vegas and just go walking around in the Coca-Cola shop, checking out the M&M shop.
Sure.
Going to the shops in Caesars and Paris. And
I didn't know they had shops
doing,
over there.
Doing all of that. You've never been in the shops in Caesars?
No.
Oh, yeah. Do they got like, well, maybe not now. I haven't been there in a while, but they used to have a beautiful row of like different shops and stuff in Caesars.
Huh. Yeah. You got a really nice sports book, I know.
Yeah, I've been there.
Gigantic.
I like the Mirage sports book. But, I mean, from that aspect, there's lots to do there. There's lots of shows that you can see while you're there. That's why I figured going with her mom that maybe you guys were going to go see one of the musical performances that are going on in Vegas that have their deals in Vegas. Or
I did look because Aerosmith has a...
Now we're talking.
Because Aerosmith has a residency and they're off this weekend that we're going. Otherwise,
that would have been
that
awesome.
That would be like the only show I think that I would go to. Like, I don't know if I'm going to any Chris Angel mind bender or whatever it would be. I'm not going to see a magician.
Chris Angel's pretty freaky.
I'm not going to see the Blue Man Group.
Seen Blue Man Group.
I'm not
three
going
three or four times.
I'm not going to see Frank Sinatra.
Saw Blue Man Group in Vegas, actually.
Yeah, I'm.
We went and saw him in
doing
Vegas.
That.
I've seen him in Chicago. I've seen him in Vegas. I've seen him in Milwaukee.
Like as much sightseeing as I'll do might be to the Taco Bell that like when you walk down the strip, they have a Taco Bell right there that's open 24/7, which is glorious. That you can also sell buy booze in. That'll probably be the extent of my sightseeing. I don't expect to be outside that much. It's going to be like 110 degrees, dude.
Man, I've been there in July when it's been 125 at noon and 100 degrees at night. I know what you're talking about. I've been there and I've done it. Not to the size that you are.
I was going
to
say, there's
a big difference. Right.
Drink of water that we're talking about.
I understand,
about
but I get how hot it's going to be. I mean, I don't know her or her mom, but I would just assume they're going to want to do some shopping during the day. But maybe not. Maybe they're not into shopping. That would be...
Would it be bad if I was like, hey, why don't you guys go shopping? Enjoy it. And then
no.
Just...
That wouldn't no, I don't think so.
That wouldn't be a bad
thing? I think
thing.
They would understand that.
Okay.
I think so.
That's good. Understanding is really the key of all of this.
Right. As long as you're all on the same page. Like, you may want to have that conversation before you go. Like, you guys plan on shopping during the day and stuff? Because if you are, I was thinking about staying out by the pool, getting a little sun, whatever.
Sure.
You know, and then see the reaction. If the reaction is like a bunch of frowny faces, then you're like, oh, dude, I'll just go with you. But if it's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I didn't figure you want to go shopping. Then you're like, okay, I'm good. Because maybe they know you're not going to want to go, so it's not a big deal. But if she's expecting you to go, you're probably going to have to go.
There's also the issue of they want to go to the pool. I more would like to go to the craps table.
Yeah.
But that, I think, is going to be the tough one to
I don't think so. As long as like you're not out of money and can't participate for the rest of the trip because you're broke after the craps table.
By the way, does Entercom allow cash advances?
I think that's something that has to be talked with the general manager.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe, Anthony, you want to check that for us?
No, I'm thinking, I've been listening here. I think the only way this is going to work out is if you can stuff Tim Allen into your carry-on. or I think you're going to have a miserable time.
No, I disagree. I don't think miserable is at all. I'm going to have fun either way. It's going to be a great
time.
You're
going to have fun.
Right. What's that supposed to mean?
You're going to have a miserable time when it's done.
Are you on this side here?
No, I think
why are we always so skeptical that he can act right in public?
No, you're right about that. You're absolutely 110%
right. And those people with the wedding, we don't need your Bush light on the bus.
Right, but...
Well, that's true.
But it all worked out okay. The wedding turned out okay. We were all scared that you were going to screw that up, and that worked out fine.
I wasn't the one throwing up during the speeches.
Correct. And that, again, we thought that could have been a possibility too. Oh. But that all turned out okay. I think you'll be okay. I think you will. I think you'll be all right. I'm not too worried about it. Just, you know, kind of play the facial expressions to the best. Don't
play the room.
Play the room.
Play the room.
If you
that's
see them get really disappointed that you're not doing something, just be like, ah, oh, that's fine. I'll just go hang out with you guys.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But
play
if
the
it's
room.
Like, oh, we didn't think you were going to come anyhow, well, you're good.
Then it's a bonus.
Then you're good.
Then it's a bonus. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like the bonus that I'm hoping they hit. Oh, those Wheel of Fortune bonuses are so much fun.
You're addicted to those too?
Especially the new ones that they have, like the scatter ones with the scatter wheels on the penny machines, but the quarter ones, those are where the big bonuses come. Those.
You play the $1 and $5 machines?
I played my first $1 slot machine ever this weekend.
We played $25 slot machines when we were out there with Tim one year.
Oh.
We were out there, there was a bunch of us, and we were all throwing in 25 bucks at a pop, right? And we were all doing pulls. Three or four coin ones, like $100 pulls or whatever they were. Tim thought we were nuts. And we were all out there just throwing money at this thing, trying to hit something big. Dude, you hit on $25.
You're cashing through.
Dude, it's odd if you hit it. Oh, so there's like three of us all throwing $25 a pull at this. I think
that sounds
we
like a good idea.
I think we did it like four pulls or whatever. We threw $100 in at it.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'm starting to scratch yourself. Are you okay?
I don't know. Yeah, Money's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tal Schmidt alongside Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And inside our studios now, somebody that is very, very familiar with what these studios look like. Matt Ragacious, the Big Ragu.
This place never changes, man. This place is it's always the same.
Welcome back.
It's great to be here, man. It's good. This is like a time warp coming in here.
Except you're like 100 pounds lighter.
That's the only difference. Way. I left Wisconsin and, you know.
Isn't it crazy how that happens?
There's not as good a beer. And there's not as good a cheese. There's not as good a sausage. And you're like, well, I guess I'm going to just lose a little weight.
So maybe I'll cut it down.
That's the one positive, you know. But the bad part is there's not as good a beer. And there's not as good a cheese. And there's not as good a sausage. So, you know, you take the good with the bad.
How much, because now for those of you that don't know, Matt Ragacious was here and was with Bill Michaels' show for years. Started the Bill Michaels statewide network and all that other thing. And now it's up to 15, 16 stations. Going strong.
He's big time. I mean, he was always big time, but now he's...
Yeah, he's going into a different
stratosphere.
He's going at a different level now. So you see your Matt Ragacious all the time. People's asking for you to come back to Bill Michaels' show currently on Twitter. So this is my thing. So now you're out of radio.
Out of radio entirely.
And you're a stay-at-home dad.
Absolutely, yep. Stay home, have the two kids, two boys. It is
wild. Oh, you really cashed out a lottery ticket.
Right? Yeah, thanks to this one.
That's dream.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
How is it not?
No, I totally disagree.
Sparky's got the kids, so he knows.
No, I totally, absolutely not. There's no way I would ever do that or even ever consider doing that. There is no chance.
But we did also just talk about you not wanting to retire, which I think is blasphemy as well.
Right, no, there's just no way I could do it. A, I don't have the patience. Like, you have to have, like, saintly-type patience. And Matt's wife, beautiful Megan, is in here as well, and she'll tell you, Matt, and anybody that's worked with Matt knows that he has a ton of patience, and a teacher, too. I mean, you also teach.
I taught before I got into radio, so so I had a little bit of that background, but you're not wrong. I mean, the patience thing is, especially this time of year, because, you know, it's summertime, and at least, you know, they go back to school and got a little reprieve. Not right now. I mean, I gotta figure something out all day. And it's reached the point, because now there's a couple more weeks left in summer, and I've reached the point now where it's like, all right, Netflix is your dad now. That's what I'm doing. I'm just...
Turn
on Paw Patrol, and you just go ahead and have
Imagine
fun
Imagine what your parents had. They had Sesame Street.
Right, absolutely.
That's all. But they didn't have the options that you have now with, here's my phone, watch something. Here's a tablet, watch something. When you're at a restaurant or wherever, it was sit there and shut up and bless your talk. That's how it was.
Good and bad. Because then, you know, they get so hooked to that stuff, too. So then you have to try to pull it back at
to
the same
degree.
Time, which is hard. But, yeah, it is nice to have those kinds of things. But I'll tell you what, the best thing in the world for a stay-at-home dad.
Or mom.
Or mom. Yeah, actually, absolutely. Oh, thank you, Major League Baseball, for day baseball. There's just nothing better than the fact that day baseball exists.
He texts me all the time, sitting home watching his White Sox play or whatever the case may be, watching the Cubs ring against the Cubs.
Well, you have to be excited then for the White Sox at this point.
I'm
slowly but surely.
Excited for the future. I'm not real excited about the 7-game losing streak we're looking at right now, but that team's going to be really good here in a couple of years. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, you guys were the, you know, you guys were helped in all this because part of the rebuild, you guys got Tyler Saladino out of it. So, you know.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, that was a big improvement.
You can leave
we
now.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Send an edible arrangement in the mail for the addition of Tyler Saladino.
The other thing about Regatius is, and I found this with all people that leave here that go to work in other states. I don't know what it is, but everybody that leaves always ends up still following the Brewers, still ends up texting me about the Bucks or the Packers. Like, dude, what happened to your Bucks tonight? Just randomly, like, what's going on with Giannis? I mean, Regatius all the time will just randomly send me stuff about Milwaukee sports teams, which means you're still kind of following.
I mean, the Brewers are probably the team I watch the most after the Sox.
For sure.
That's who I will, you know, go to. I became a pretty big Packer fan. I never really had a team that
the Cardinals.
I liked the Cardinals a little bit, but nobody really that I loved. So Packers, I'm all in during Packer season. And then, yeah, the Bucks. I mean, especially now that they're, you know, worth watching in the last few years. It's funny. I went back and found the memories, you know, on like social media and stuff that pops up. A few weeks ago, it was the anniversary of the draft from Giannis.
Yeah,
my tweets came up on my timeline, my memories. Those might not have been good takes because I was really, really angry.
They didn't age well about them drafting Giannis.
No, they did not age well at all. I thought it was just another Hammond reach. You know, it's
going to
be an E.G. on Leon and a Joe Alexander. Right. It's another one of those
They
picks.
Legitimately took some kid out of the crowd. He was hugging his family, and I'm like, dude, they literally just picked somebody that was tall out of the crowd with the 15th overall pick. Matt Regatius joining us in studio, formerly of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So, you talk about the Packers. What's the likely looking outlook for Matt Regatius on the 2019 Green Bay Packers?
Well, they're a hard team to read, aren't they? I mean, they've got... You've got to think that with a coach change, Rodgers, something's going to be different there, and something. But we know how much that chemistry matters for him, and how much that's going to possibly matter this season. So I want to see training camp. I want to see how things start interacting and what kind of camp he's running once they get started, and then that'll kind of, you know, talent wise, I think they're still there. I think they've got, when you have Aaron Rodgers, you're a contender. I mean, he's that kind of player. Otherwise, around him, I think you still have some building to do. But I don't know. I think if this coaching staff can bring something different to the table, bring something new, they can certainly compete in that division.
Well, that's it. That division is going to be tough by all accounts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody said the same thing about this baseball division that the Brewers are in. Turns out all these teams aren't necessarily all that good, but it is really competitive. And you look over at this division for the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears with Khalil Mack, another year of Mitch Trubisky, and what they have, another year in that Nagy system, you would assume they're going to be better, even though they lost their defensive coordinator to become the head coach in Denver. The Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins' second year and having to come up and prove himself worth all that stupid guaranteed money that they paid him. And then you have Dalvin Cook, who was hurt for majority of last year, their star running back that they drafted. And if he's healthy, you're assuming they're going to be better too. And then here are the Green Bay Packers with a bunch of question marks around them at this point. And say whatever you will, but I still say this is all going to come down to 12. And if 12 goes on what Baby Tosh and I call the Rodgers Revenge Tour this year, because I think that's what's about to happen. He's going to be out to shut everybody up that question him and his McCarthy's relationship and how instrumental McCarthy was in his deal. And now everybody questioning whether or not he'll listen to LaFleur and whether or not they can get along and will he train wreck this whole thing by himself. I'm telling you, this dude is going to come out and put up huge numbers.
Well, and I agree with you. And I think that when you talk about the questions that are there, and we tend to notice the questions on the Packers, but like you mentioned, Dalvin Cook, coming off the injury and sort of unproven a little bit, is he going to be that big of a piece? When you talk about Mitch Trubisky and the Bears, is he going to take a step back after taking a step forward last year? Is he really the answer?
Remember,
so there's questions on those teams, too.
You didn't have Allen Robinson for most of last year either. So
yeah,
his number one wide receiver, he gets now for the entire season. And I think And that draft, Dalvin Cook came out. I thought he was the best running back in that draft coming out. That was my favorite back coming out in that draft. So obviously, if I'm wrong, that's even better for the Green Bay Packers and their fan base. So that's Packers. You said you watch more Brewers than anything else, Matt Regatius. Right?
I mean, after the White Sox, I do watch a fair amount of Brewers.
So
baseball.
If you're the Brewers right now, do you go by and give away farm pieces to try and kind of go for it here at the deadline?
Well,
Based on what you've been watching.
Refresh my memory. When's the last time the Milwaukee Brewers went to a World Series?
1982.
That's what I thought. All right. So, 1982. When's the last time the Milwaukee Brewers won a World Series?
Never.
Never.
Go for it.
No.
If you go for it.
No.
You've never done it. You go for it.
No.
If you have a chance to be there.
You went for it last year, and I was fine going for it last year. You picked up seven guys between. You're helping him. Huh? Okay,
fine. Stay strong, man.
Good. You picked up seven guys last year from the end of July through August, okay? And you went for it. Then this offseason, you paid Grandel stupid money to come in here on a 1-year deal. In my mind, getting your payroll up to 123 or whatever, that's going for it. Never thought I'd ever see the day the Brewers' payroll would be that high.
Stay strong, man.
You went for it. Now let's look at what you have here. You got a whole bunch of question marks. Your bullpen has no Corey Knebel, has no Swarzak, has no Cedeno. Who else are they missing? The other
Joaquin
captain.
Soria.
Joaquin Soria. Yeah. And this bullpen is nowhere near as good as it was last year. Hader's enforced into a closer role, which is not where he should be. He should be up earlier in the game. Jeffers is inconsistent. You're four players away on the bullpen situation. Look at the starting rotation. Who do you have in confidence in there? Davies has been very good, then went to a little bit of a funk, and now came back and is pitching well. Chase Anderson is getting better. But seriously, you start, and we talked about this earlier, it'll be coming up in about 10 minutes in Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. And the question was, how much of a chance do you give the Brewers against the Dodgers in a playoff series? Because that's who you got to beat to go to the World Series. They're not close to the LA Dodgers as of right now.
So get closer. Go out and get those people.
Yeah!
Go out.
I like this guy.
Chicago White Sox are sitting there with a closer who could have been an all-star in Colome.
Yeah.
Go out and get him. Well, as a White Sox fan, I'll take the prospect.
But that's what this is all about.
You can get Colome too. There are relief pitchers. You could have gone out there and gotten a relief pitcher, but no, he's in Chicago now. He's with the Cubs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had gone for it sooner.
And Kimbrel, you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about Kimbrel. Right. If you go out there and you get Kimbrel, now it's hurt you both ways. You don't have him. Cubs do.
Sure.
So the longer you wait to go for it, I'm going to go further. The longer you wait to go for it, the more you're hurting your chances.
This is my thing.
The Brewers went from 1983 until 2007 without even sniffing the playoffs.
It was brutal.
I
was only alive for half of it.
Right? And so when you have a chance and you're there and you have a chance to be a contending team, I don't see why you don't go for it.
Listen, you don't have a great farm system to begin with. You are not in a position. No, you are not in a position to go for it every single year. You're not the Dodgers who have a stacked farm system who, he got hurt. We'll bring up a player as equal or not better that's much younger to come in and replace that guy. You don't have that. Right now, you got what? Less than five really good guys down there that you can count on? Maybe less than three? Because here is up here.
Because
now, so
of
he
some
count.
Bad performance this year. Yeah, about five guys that are top flight.
Okay, so good. So we're going to trade those guys to go for it in a year when you're not all that good right now. And then next year, when maybe you're in first place by five or six games, and you do have a chance to win the thing, you're going to look at your farm system and go, and we have nothing to deal with get anything.
If the playoffs started today, are they in?
They are in.
They're the wild card, correct?
They're in, yeah.
All right.
Now, it's stupid one game wild
card. Go to Washington and
you get in. I mean, this is, we've seen this in baseball year in, year out. You get in, and anything can happen.
Baloney.
I think baloney.
No,
100%
baloney.
Correct.
This isn't the hottest team. No. This is not the NFL.
Prevails most times.
Because last year, who was the hottest team? Because I don't think the Brewers last year were the best team, you know, going into that. But they were the hottest team at that time.
Yes, sir.
And they steamrolled their way until the NLCS.
Dude, what was their record last year? The Brewers right now are looking at being a 500 team at the end of the year.
But
they're not talking about winning 90 games in Milwaukee
right now. They're
close to
86, 87 wins.
The Dodgers are going to win 100 games.
Yeah, so did the Seattle Mariners back in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Shut up.
114 games they won.
Yeah. Stop.
Hey,
okay, that's
the
fine.
Cardinals won the World Series and they won 83 in a year. What do you think those people were saying?
They were saying we're the Cardinals. That's what they were saying. What?
87
what
Twins. You got? The 87 you Twins had a negative run differential.
That's right, and I brought that up on the air. We've talked about that with the negative, because I'm like, how many teams have actually won this thing with a negative run differential? There's like four or five.
I think the Twins are actually the only one, I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought that 87 team.
Yep.
And that team was like, they were like
no,
60 and 20 at home.
That, I take that back. There's four or five that have made the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's and there's one that's won.
That won the World Series, and that was the Twins.
Right. Yeah. And they were insanely good at home, and they were terrible on the road. And back then, baseball did the brilliant thing of just every other year. One year the NL got the home, one year AL, and same in the playoffs. And it was AL West home, and it was AL home, and so the Twins.
Yeah, Kirby Puckett, Dan Gladden. Yeah, there was a lot of good guys on the hit. Jack Morris was on that
Frank
team.
Frank Viola.
Bly Levin. Frank Viola.
You enjoying the baseball that you're seeing right now? The amount of home runs that you're seeing hit pretty much every other day?
I mean, it's all right. There's little bits and pieces in the game where I go, this isn't, you know, baseball as I know, but baseball's always going to be great. It's
now, he's a baseball honk now. I mean, baseball is his deal.
Come on. I remember.
Baseball,
I remember the big Ragu.
Baseball is his
not
deal now.
Confused with the big Swagoo, even though Matt Regacious could be the big Swagoo at this point.
Yeah,
the slimmer Swagoo, I should say.
So tell me, so what are the plans for this weekend then? What are you doing up in Wisconsin?
Jimmy Buffett. Came here for the Jimmy Buffett goes to Indianapolis like every other year now.
Okay.
And I've seen him like 16 or 17 times. Like it's kind of a traditional thing for us and our friends. And so I was like, well, we got to go somewhere else to see him this year. Man. Why not? Why not Wisconsin? It's been a long time. I haven't been up here in, I think, 3 years.
So I'm making my maiden voyage to a Jimmy Buffett show tomorrow.
Oh, you're in for it.
Yeah, what am I in for? What am I getting myself into?
Oh, my. You are going to see the parking lot is going to be some of the best people watching you have seen in a long time. We're going to see drunk middle-aged men in coconut bras.
Okay.
We're going to see drunk middle-aged women in coconut bras. Basically everybody in coconut
bras. So he's
going to
be the youngest one there?
No, that's actually a pretty all-ages crowd. It definitely skewers older.
Where do you buy
older.
A coconut bra?
You know what? That's a good question.
Because I feel like I should be...
What size would
included.
You, what size would you need?
The biggest one and then tie two of them together. Is probably the one that
so
I would
just
need.
Go down to the store, buy a couple coconuts. You know.
Just crack them open?
Yeah. Party
I
City.
I like that idea.
Oh, yeah, Party City. There you go. That's the place to
Four
do.
Bucks.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
There's
oh,
one right
sure.
over
no
here.
Doubt.
You can just go over there and get it.
No doubt. I'm in.
Grass skirts.
Yeah.
Yep. You're going to see.
Yeah, they got those too.
You're going to see all sorts of crazy stuff.
This is going to be an exciting weekend. I'm juiced up, but like I said, this is my first time going, so I don't exactly know what to expect. But I've heard it's going to be an absolute party.
It is. It's a total party. It's a fun show. Even if you're not like super familiar with the music, just the scene.
You said
going on.
Great people watching on the scale of 1 to the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh wow! See, now that's a whole different world of people.
That's a tough way to. That's a tough.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't quite reach.
Food's way better at State Fair.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Well, food's better.
Food's at a whole different level.
Well, yeah, no doubt it is. Of course it is. Absolutely.
Right. Can I, by the way, just say one thing about being back here today?
Yeah.
I love. It was so nice of this state to just put everything on hold construction-wise until I came back so we could drive through it again.
This Highway 100 construction here?
Everything highway, is... it's been 7 years. Nothing's changed. Everything is still the same.
Highway 100 construction, this is year three. Year three, this has been torn up.
Mm-hmm.
It has not stopped. It's a whole project. It's year three. That stuff that you drove through in Oak Creek and Racine, that started in Kenosha years ago and is working its way this way. That is going to be that way for months or years or whatever the case may be.
Megan is shaking her head. She drove through it for work every day. So,
right. Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. And the amount of accidents that currently happen in Racine and Oak Creek on a daily basis is even more terrifying at this point. Like, every day there's accidents up and down that stretch, both ways. It's horrible. Because I live in Oak Creek, so every day you got to check your map app to get home to see how jacked up the interstate is, see if you have to take side roads.
Like, it's like the motor speedway.
It's not just for you. It's just in general, just how it is.
Winter and orange barrel season. Welcome back to Wisconsin, Matt.
But you got heat.
I do. I wasn't expecting to come to Wisconsin and have 100-degree heat. That's not something that you normally expect.
Mm-hmm. How are the kids doing?
Great. They're fantastic, man. The 6-year-old, my older son, I'm a St. Louis Blues fan, hockey. So
still.
Congratulations.
Big excitement there.
Yep.
And this was the first sporting event that he really got into. Like, we watched the Stanley Cup. I let him stay up with me and watch Game 7.
Nice.
And like he
I
was
texted him
so
during Game
excited.
7.
Oh, he was super ecstatic about the whole thing. It was really fun watching him like become a sports fan. Like I could look at it and say, this is going to be the
His
first
moment.
Sports memory he has is watching the Blues with me watching them win the Stanley Cup, you know, telling our Alexa to play Gloria after they win a game.
It's going
to
be great.
Gloria awesome. Was the song that, you
it's
know,
it's going to be great when he's a Blackhawks fan and Matt
no,
loses his mind.
Why would you even say that?
It's come on
happen.
Now.
It's going to happen. Watch.
He's going to be a Predators fan, something better than
There's
that.
There's no reason for him to be a Predators fan in Indiana. None.
Well, why not? Predators, baby. Nashville.
I may bring him up
the
for
the Milwaukee
Admirals.
Admirals
he is yeah. going to pick a team to root against because his dad doesn't like him. Watch.
It's just, as long as it's not, as long as he doesn't go with Cubs.
Blackhawks. Watch.
No, don't do that. Don't do that either. That's gross. No, don't do that.
You can't
do that.
Dictate to your kids who to be fans of. We've had this conversation.
Yeah, but you can steer them very sternly.
Sternly?
Sternly. Yeah.
You buy the shirt and you take them to the game.
Play
and, you
Gloria
know.
When they
yeah,
win.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
good ways to do it. And there's excited. Bad ways. There's coercion that you can do as well.
Oh, sure. Took him to his first Sox game last year. Had a blast at that. You know, and just kind of slowly steer him in the right direction.
How's safety down there for those games?
Oh, it's fine.
Still okay?
Sunday day game. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, good decision there, Matt. Good seeing you, dude.
It's great being back, man. It's good seeing
have
you guys
Have fun
too.
At Jimmy Buffett.
We'll do.
We will have fun at Jimmy Buffett.
Yes,
I'll tell you that
absolutely.
Much. I'm inviting myself on their
you should
party.
Come.
They
you
sound
get,
like they're
get
having
on
a lot
the bus
more fun.
And man, we'll have a good old time. That'd be great.
I'll pass. But if he goes in a coconut bra, I want pictures.
Deal.
There'll yeah. be plenty.
I want
Deal.
Pictures.
Deal.
Yes.
Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane's next on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.